From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A federal appeals court has ruled that President Trump's order restricting travel to the U.S. from several countries may take effect in part. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that people who have no bona fide relationships to people or institutions already in the U.S. may be barred from visiting. While the judges did not explain their ruling, they cited the July Supreme Court decision that first allowed visitors with bona fide relationships. The three-judge panel of the circuit court said the government could implement the restriction except on foreign nationals who have a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. Iran has declared an official day of mourning Tuesday for the victims of Sunday's powerful earthquake along the western mountainous border with Iraq. The 7.3 magnitude quake and several strong aftershocks killed more than 400 people and left another 7,000 dead. Iraqi officials report at least 7 deaths there. The United Nations agency monitoring Iran's compliance with a landmark nuclear treaty issued a report on Monday certifying that the country is keeping its end of the deal that President Trump claims Tehran has violated repeatedly. In reporting no violations, the Quarterly Review's takeaway was that Iran was honoring its commitments to slow uranium enrichment and other activities that can serve both civilian and military nuclear programs, the report written by the International Atomic Energy Agency. This is VOA News. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record and carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in his war on drug suspects. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs, but Duterte spokesman Harry Roque disputed that account, saying there was no mention of human rights, there was no mention of extra-legal killings. With flowers, music, and a peace march, France honored the 130 people killed in a string of bombings and shootings 2 years ago. From the Capitol, correspondent Lisa Bryant has more on the commemorations marking the 2015 Paris attacks, France's deadliest.
President Emmanuel Macron paid homage to those who died at each of the six sites targeted by Islamist terrorists on a balmy Friday evening 2 years ago. He stood alongside Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo and former President François Hollande as the names of the victims were read out. The commemorations were marked by a surprise performance by members of the Eagles of Death Metal, the U.S. rock band that had been performing at the Bataclan Concert Hall when assailants stormed in and a bloodbath ensued. It was the second major terrorist incident in the Paris area that year, following a January 2015 attack on a newspaper and Jewish supermarket that left 17 people dead. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The European Union has approved economic sanctions, including an arms embargo on Venezuela. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels announced the measures in response to regional elections last month, which they say worsened the country's political and economic crisis. Russian state-controlled media outlet RT confirmed Monday that it has registered as a foreign agent in the United States. The U.S. Department of Justice had given RT until Monday to register its operations or face legal action. The U.S. demand for RT's registration may be mirrored by Moscow, the Kremlin said last week. That would force outlets such as The Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, which receive funding from the U.S. Congress, to register in Russia. U.S. intelligence officials consider RT a propaganda arm tied to the Russian government. RT, however, claims it offers objective news coverage in the United States. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.